Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. This week we've been asking the question, do you know your Bible? And we've been considering many different aspects about the Bible, the compilation of it, the different divisions of it. Yesterday we even talked about the periods of the Bible, which were only three, the patriarchs, the Mosaic, and the Christian age. And so when you think about all of these different things, the 39 books in the Old Testament, the 27 in the New, the different languages, authors, all of these things, maybe you just ask the question, well, why should I know the Bible? Maybe you would even say, well, isn't it the preacher's job just to tell me, or a Bible class teacher's job just to tell me? Can I answer that really quick? No. Okay. It is not the preacher's job or a teacher's job to tell you everything that the Bible has to say. It is part of our job to tell you whenever we come together for worship services or for a Bible study, and we're glad to do that. But we're all individually responsible for our understanding and our knowledge of the Bible. You know, I'm here to preach the word. That's part of my job, but you have to make the application. So even when I do tell you what the Bible says, or when I have you turn your Bibles to a certain passage, whether here in this radio spot or if you come and worship with us here at the Beaver Dam Church of Christ, I'm telling you where to turn your Bible and giving you things to consider based on what the Bible has to say. But you and I have to make the application for ourselves. And so let's just close out our study this week by making an application, shall we? Think about a job. Maybe your job, if you are still working or if you're retired or in between jobs, just think about any job that you've ever had. There's a decent chance you were given a handbook or some kind of handouts, and or maybe you received some training. Maybe you got both. But what if you didn't get a handbook? Or what if you didn't get any training? What if on the first day of your job and every day after, your boss said, okay, go do the work. What would you do? How would you respond to that? Well, that would be a difficult task, wouldn't it? In fact, you or I may end up losing our job because we don't really know what we're supposed to do. So think about your life. Have you been given a book? And have you been given the opportunity to hear teaching? Well, yeah, we have the Bible, and there are plenty of people who are knowledgeable enough to teach it, and there are plenty of opportunities to go hear the Bible taught. But let's ask the question that we asked before. What if you weren't? What if you weren't given the Bible? What if you didn't have the opportunity to hear teaching and to make application? Well, it would be an impossible task, wouldn't it? You wouldn't know how to live your life, and you would end up losing your soul. But see, that's the point. We have been given a book. We have been given God's Word. As we've been making reference to 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17, Paul told Timothy that all Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. God wants you and I to be the best people we can possibly be, and He knew that He had to provide us with the information we needed in order to be able to carry out that task. And so He's offered us His Word. As Paul said there, all Scripture is breathed out by God, inspired by God, or God-breathed, depending on whatever translation you use. What we need to understand is the Bible comes from God. He wants us to know Him. He wants us to know about Jesus. He wants us to know about heaven. He wants us to know about hell. He wants us to know how we can live this life so we can be before Him for all eternity in heaven. That's why God's given us His Word. And it's why it is so important that you and I should know the Bible for ourselves. And so if you have questions about things you come across in reading the Bible, or you have a particular area of focus that you want to study, and you're looking for somebody to study with you, I'd be happy to do that with you. You can contact us here at the Beaver Dam Church of Christ at 270-274-4451. You can submit a message to us on our website at beaverdamchurch.com or on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/Church of Christ Beaver Dam. Thanks for listening this week. And if the Lord should allow us, we'll be back together again next week with more Press On right before lunch at the Z. Thanks for listening to Press On, a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. We have resumed our church assemblies on Sundays only at our normal times of 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. We sincerely invite you to join us, and we ask that you observe our coronavirus guidelines that you can find on our website, beaverdamchurch.com. You can also follow us on Facebook at Church of Christ Beaver Dam for videos and other information. May God bless us all with health and safety, and may we press on for Him each day.